This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you hold the winning Powerball ticket? Crazy day as a no-hitter was thrown for just the second time in World Series history as well. The Astros beating the Phillies Game 4 of the World Series. They now split at 2 if you care about such things. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a wonderful start to the week, and here we are cruising along midweek. It's usually at this point where if the week, you know, wasn't going so good, you look at the other side and you think, I can do it. We're coasting. We're all still here. We can make it. And I think some people feel that way. A tough day for parents, no doubt, listening to the sentencing of the Parkland murderer. Terrible, obviously, what happened there. And it seems like so long ago. The wheels of justice, you know, sometimes turn pretty slowly. The gunman who murdered 17 people at that Florida high school was formally sentenced Wednesday to life in prison without the possibility of parole. We knew that was going to happen. There were a lot of families who felt he should have gotten the death penalty, but that wasn't even the issue because that was off the table. So ahead of sentencing, survivors and families of those killed in the Parkland shooting made some statements. They were allowed to make statements in court and listened and to each other, etc., as Nicholas Cruz, 24, was sentenced to life in prison, avoiding the death penalty for that February 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, where he killed 14 students and 3 school staff members. There was a moment where one of the parents said, "You are disrespecting us by wearing a mask," because he had a mask across his mouth, a mask that you wear, you know, one of the COVID-type masks. And he removed the mask and just looked blankly out at the families. So he'll be transferred to the custody of Florida's Department of Corrections and transported to one of these reception centers and then go from there. But that's the end of that story, as they are consistent sentences, so he will never, ever get out of prison, obviously. He pled guilty last October to those 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted murder for that shooting in Parkland, Florida. Meanwhile, there's a lot of conversation about Paul Pelosi and more details emerging. The Speaker of the House husband, who over the weekend was attacked by a man who was out of his mind and had a hit list of people that he wanted to go after, said he was on a suicide mission. What happened was once he got in, he stood at the bed staring down at Paul Pelosi. And then eventually when there was the confrontation and the police arrived, he violently smashed him with a hammer, and Paul Pelosi's, you know, was hit in the skull and was out for 3 minutes unconscious of waking up in a pool of blood. And he is expected to survive. He is in the hospital. He did undergo surgery, but there were more details that did emerge from what happened there, and that there was something deeper and there was something more as to what he was going after the assaultant. The list of various people that he was looking to go after and saying that they lied and he wanted to get to them, etc. And there were more ramblings into that. But I think the key thing is how he got in, despite the fact that there were cameras that were set up. There was even cameras that were set up from Washington, but they weren't monitored because the Speaker of the House wasn't there. Just her family, just her husband was there. And he managed to know where she was and managed to be able to get in. So there was that part of the story. A week from now, we'll be talking certainly about what happened in the midterm elections. My prediction is there will even be some where we'll still be talking about what is going to happen because we won't know the true final count in some of these really, really close races. At this point, too tight to call. The balance in the Senate at stake and the House, you know, really, because you don't know until the last votes are counted. We've talked about this all along. Georgia's a tight race. Pennsylvania's a tight race. Arizona is a tight race. So the midterm elections, a lot of early voting. And then I predict next Tuesday we will certainly see those numbers spike pretty high, especially for a midterm election. The big story in the day, though, is the Fed makes history with a fourth straight three-quarter point rate hike. So what does that all mean? Three-quarters of a percentage point. That's part of that battle to, they say, to bring down inflation that is crushing all of us, plaguing our economy. It is a supersized hike once again. So it comes at the end of a two-day policy meeting at the Federal Open Market Committee. And this is really the biggest move of everything I could see in the past since the 80s. And for some people, it's going to certainly, I think, prolong the pain for businesses, small businesses especially, and a lot of households by pushing up the cost of borrowing even more. If you're caught in that cycle, it's very, very tough because that's the numbers that absolutely 100% are being affected by this. Mortgages, especially, we see what the numbers end up becoming very, very, very high. The idea is that this will cool things off, but some people feel like it's more of a choking move. What will happen the next time, because this was predicted that there would be yet another rate hike, in a news conference following the meeting and announcing the move, the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell acknowledged that the path to a soft landing, cooling the economy without getting into the dreaded R land, which is a recession, has narrowed. So he did admit this is pretty tough, but it's possible. It's still possible. He said that the inflation picture has become more and more challenging over the course of the year. Really, no kidding. It means we have to have policy to be more restrictive, and it does, again, make the path a little narrow to a soft landing, but they think that this is the only action to take and that this is the right action to take. So like I said, for anybody who is borrowing or needs to borrow, this is where you will feel the pinch. I mean, some of what we would call inflationary pressures are letting up. Wages and salaries went up 1.2% in the third quarter, down from 1.6 in the second quarter. Job openings surged in September. Friday's upcoming jobs report is a big indicator. That's expected to show the economy added another 200,000 positions in October, down from last month, but still pretty historically high. I mean, look, it is the pain that you feel when you go to get your grub, when you go to the grocery store, when you're trying to make ends meet. It's affecting a lot of Americans. Coming up a little bit later, Mailbag Man Cave, a long way to go. Buckle up.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Did you have the Powerball numbers? 2, 11, 22, 35, and 60. Powerball 23. $596.7 million is what you would have lump sum. 38 drawings and nobody's won. That's why the Powerball was so high. One in a $292.2 million chance of you winning the Powerball lottery. Early voting, I said this before, it's on the rise. It's interesting. Some of the places, we'll go through them, where the numbers are pretty high. Georgia, same thing with Florida, same thing with Pennsylvania, California. I was talking about that the other night. The president talking about the midterm, you know, facing a potential midterm red wave, talked about today lies and violence and the peril to democracy. He called on Americans Wednesday night to use their ballots in next week's midterm elections to stand up against all of that. And he said dangerous ultra-MAGA Republicans who are trying to succeed where they failed in subverting the 2020 elections. He said this is no time to stand aside. He declared the silence is complicity. And the president, of course, has been focused on drawing an economic contrast between Democrats and Republicans, and this time again putting a spotlight on ultra-MAGA Republicans, as he called them, and pointed in particular to the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, saying that the persistent claims about the stolen 2020 election have fueled the dangerous rise of political violence and voter intimidation over the past 2 years. So really, the gist of the president's speech on Wednesday focused squarely on the right of voting and the counting of that vote and, you know, again, pleading for Americans to step back from inflamed rhetoric that has heightened the fears of that political violence and challenges, as he said, to the integrity of the elections. You know how I feel about voting. I always say, I said from the second I cracked open this mic 15 years ago that I think voting is just so tantamount to what we have here in these United States, even if you're frustrated, don't like what's happening, whatever it is, right, left, somewhere in between, vote, 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 vote. But, of course, that was drilled into me from the time I was a child, what a privilege it was to be able to live in a country where you have the right to exercise your vote. David in San Francisco. It's been a while. How are you, David?
Oh, hi, Kate. Yeah, pretty nice. As a matter of fact, San Francisco got a little rain today, and so we're feeling not fat and happy, but at least wet and happy. You know, I'm glad you're discussing this in the way you are. You know, it used to be that politics was not seen as or the elections weren't seen as like a football game. They were seen as an opportunity to have the smartest person get elected, and that we, the people, would be able to have protection of our assets. You know, we've got libraries to fix, schools to fix, roads and bridges, all sorts of infrastructure. And for some reason, and I think it has a lot to do with the Koch brothers and their ilk, who don't want to fix our stuff. I don't know if you've heard of the vulture economics.
Yes.
Yeah, the idea that people would actually go out of their way to make sure that America falls apart so the local rich guy can buy it up cheap, you know, 2 cents on the dollar. And so the Koch brothers for 40 or 50 years have been coming up with these campaigns to pretend that they're really, you know, misers and penny pinchers, and they don't want to have America's money to be misspent. But they basically are doing it as an excuse to get a tax break for themselves so that they're so full of cash that they can buy up America cheap. And so, yeah, it's really a shame to see, you know, so much of the political dialogue go from the education level of a local politician to whether or not he or she has belief in one way or another. It all has to do with protecting the full faith and credit of America. But, yeah, what I was kind of more interested in, you know, Pelosi, the assassination attempt against Pelosi was a big issue out here.
Oh, yeah.
And it should be. And the idea that there are death squads going around America, you know, trying to, you've probably seen the articles, I think, in Michigan. They've lost, is it 50 out of 60, like 64 different election boards? The shouting and yelling and death threats against the local election boards have gotten 50 out of 60 people to have to, they've just resigned. They've gotten so many death threats.
Right,
so
they can't.
Now,
yeah, they don't want to stay because their family are also on lists, etc. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is not an issue like a football game, you know, of which team is going to win. This is an issue about whether organized crime is going to, or the vulture economics crowd, which is apparently the same thing, that these people are going to intimidate and strong arm the honest people who were elected in previous elections, who are running our election boards, to be forced out of office, and then there's going to be chaos when election day comes up. I think Nevada is one of those states also. I think, what was it, 10 out of 17 counties have had their election board people flee. So 10 out of 17. Now, that could be some of the smaller counties, but it's still a pretty disturbing idea when you imagine that most of those small counties have got they're probably the poorer counties in Nevada, and they can't afford to have dishonest people running the show. They need every honest penny to come in to make sure that their bridges don't collapse, that the roofs don't leak in the schools and libraries, you know, the sewer systems don't fall apart. So, yeah, it's elections are about protecting our stuff and making sure that we have honest people to make sure that our stuff is repaired and kept up.
Yeah, boy, so true. David, thanks for the call, and I'm going to pick up on that in what you're talking about. I've talked about this, people, just even the poll workers, people going, thank you, going to help and run the elections, right? Meaning they're moving polling equipment into places, and he picked up on Nevada, and that's a big place where they're having a lot of problems. They're having to hire more poll workers to correct imbalances and for the fearfulness of what's also happening, the threats, etc., and people dropping off and not wanting to do it. So you think about that. You think about when you go and vote. And look, in Vegas, even if you looked at Nevada, you look at Vegas, Clark County is the most populous of the 17 counties with almost, I used to live there, I want to say 2.4 million, believe it or not, 2.4 million of 3.2 million people, and more than 71% of the state's 1.8 million active voters. So that's a lot of numbers. It just means that 71% of the active registered voters. So think about that. And then, as he said, you have those small places and you're seeing the struggles there of trying to make it, because of the staffing, that it's not lopsided and it's as equal as possible as well. And it's a shame. I mean, listen, we don't live in a banana republic, and we don't want to. And to his point of the vulture capitalism, really, it's you buy up struggling firms, strip them of the assets, and you enable a few venture capitalists, the people with the money, to make a high profit at the expense of the you know, ordinary workers, of the genuine small businesses. And you know what a vulture is, so they're looking for distressed animals. That's what they do. And then you finish them off. You know, you go in for the kill. And it's interesting in looking at, like I said, the early voting and looking at the importance of the areas of the path to what ultimately ends up, you know, happening. What does it say about where we're at when you look at the federal picture, but then you look at the local levels and look at just the simple act of voting becoming more complicated for fear of the threats that are being leveled at people, which is so just outrageous to me. So outrageous. Coming up, your thoughts on all kinds of things. That's the mailbag next.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The man charged with breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home and clubbing her husband with a hammer later told police he was on a suicide mission and had planned to target more politicians, according to court documents prosecutors filed. Former President Barack Obama warned that more people are going to get hurt unless the political climate in this country changes. President Joe Biden's approval rating edged higher with just a week to go before midterm elections. That's according to a Reuters Ipsos opinion poll. And Pennsylvania's highest court ordered officials to disallow mail-in ballots with the wrong date marked on the envelope, previously throwing out numerous votes in close races that could determine control of Congress. Chief Justice John Roberts temporarily blocked the House of Representatives Committee from gaining access to former President Donald Trump's tax returns, effectively pausing the fight over a request from lawmakers that he claims is politically motivated. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
Yeah!
To it, Logan says, hey, Kate Delaney, do you normally play the lottery? And if so, or if not, did you have a ticket for this most recent Powerball run and any numbers? It's so funny that you asked me that if I had any numbers, because I did buy, I went to Wawa, which is the convenience store I like. Some of you in the Northeast know it, and other places. I think it's only in Florida, Baltimore, you know, I mean, Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and they just make great coffee, right? So they have all the lottery tickets, and it's in a vending machine, and I did get some, a couple of Powerball numbers, and I had 3 Powerball numbers. So it ended up, because I had where you get, this shows you how much I don't play. This is where you can maximize the ticket, you know, and I had that. And so I had, this was for Monday, so I had that. So I've got like $25. I was like, how did I get $25 on that? And it's because I did it. So, no, I did not win the Powerball. Obviously, nobody did, and it went to, as you know, Logan, and it went to Wednesday. And I mentioned the numbers in the previous show. And it's not an easy get-rich kind of thing when you play the lottery, because the odds, like I said before, are insane is what they are. But you know what? Ticket holders in New York, California, Florida, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Texas, they got $1 million
on Monday because they had five white balls. I had three. The odds of winning the jackpot it would be in your pocket. The jackpot, 1 in 292.2 million. Wow. That's just crazy to think about that. I don't know. There's something about the lottery, playing the lottery. It's silly, but something about people who don't normally do it, and you become part of that whole, like, frenzy, for what it's worth, I guess. All right. John says, hi, Kate Delaney. I'm looking at what's happening in this country with voting, and I agree with you. I think no matter how you feel about where we're at, no matter how you vote, it's so important to vote. And when you know people from places where they don't have the right to vote, or you've been someplace and you've seen that they don't have that right, you realize how important it is and what it's really truly about when you live in a democracy. I didn't think that I would ever live to see the nation so divided. I'm in my mid-50s. And I'm incredibly disappointed in the way people treat each other. I think you can disagree, absolutely. You can have disagreements, arguments, clearly about what's happening in your neighborhoods, your communities, and on a bigger scale. But just some of the nastiness to one another is very, very sad to me. I'm not going to argue with anything you say there, for sure, John. I mean, there's nothing to add to that. Then, you know, I agree. I agree about the whole idea of voting. I understand passion, absolutely. Listen, I have friends that have that are completely different from me in so many ways, and I have friends that maybe are similar. I have, type of friendship that I think that you can imagine. I feel really blessed and lucky that I've lived in every part of this great country because of the profession I chose to go into. And I hate the idea. I agree that there's this vitriol between just way, way, way too many people. This one is from Ted, and Ted says, hey, Kate, I was looking at this whole thing about Paul Pelosi and the fact that I did not know this, but that they had cameras on the property and they were unmonitored. The Capitol Police caught the break-in, but they caught the flashing lights and the police actually showing up in San Francisco. So how about that? It shows you, because Nancy Pelosi has had so many threats to her life, that is set up that way. And I politically do not agree with anything the woman says, but death threats, being on hit squad lists, it's just asinine is what it is, and sad and depressing. Yeah, it is depressing. And you're right, there was the cameras that are set up there, and they just weren't monitoring the feed at the time because she wasn't there. So obviously, we know the story. He was badly injured after the struggle, and the guy who went after him is charged with attempted homicide, attempted kidnapping, among a whole slew of charges. So there you go. I mean, look, the cameras were installed by Capitol Police like 8 years ago. She's had full-time protection since the Capitol riot, but she left San Francisco last week to go to D.C., so they weren't doing that continuous monitoring. But they know, with the climate of what's happening, that there's lots of layers of physical security for members of Congress, all members of Congress. It's really, really changed. They have extra redundancies, et cetera, that are now in place, because we're seeing this happen to people on both sides of the aisle, too, by the way. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Jimbo. Jimbo says, hi, Kate. There's just so much that we could talk about here, and this is the first time I've reached out to you. I do listen to the show. I, like so many others, promise with one eye open I will eventually call you, but you've made me laugh. You've made me get teary-eyed, and I like what you do on the show. I just want you to know that.
I am not rooting for your Phillies. I am rooting for the Astros. Therefore, I am sending you this email to tell you that we have a series, because now it's tied after the no-hitter for the Astros. That combined no-hitter was a thing of beauty, and they shut down the Phillies' bats after being completely ripped in half by that Game 3. Do you think it goes 7? I do think it goes 7. It's so funny. He said that in the very beginning of the series, some sports pals had me on and asked me for a prediction. And, you know, my predictions can be lousy. Sometimes I have a cracked crystal ball, I like to say. But I thought this was going to be a good series. The Phils are the underdogs, clearly, in this, not the Astros. The Astros have some incredible power up and down their lineup, the way they maneuver, the strategy they use. And, yeah, so it was an incredible no-hitter for them, and it is tied at 2, and it's game, another game the next day, and then after that it goes back to Houston. So it will end up, no matter who wins, in Houston. Somebody will be crowned World Series champions. Will it be the home team, or will it be the Philadelphia Phillies? All right, I love that we're getting a lot of these in. This one is from Mary, and Mary says, Kate, I was listening to the latest on Uvalde and the fact that the parents want the officers who screwed up to hear a terrible 911 call. And, of course, there was more than one. But the way the story goes is there was a fourth grader who had dead friends around her and was on the phone and was saying, can't somebody come, and when are they coming, and just was on and on and was told to stay quiet and make sure everybody stays quiet, and nothing was happening. She was on the phone way too long. I think that should be played for anybody in law enforcement. And, you know, she wasn't the only one. There was two girls, apparently, Maya, and I can't remember the other girl's name, but they want the whole ordeals to really be out there even more as a learning experience so that nobody else has to go through the same thing. Yeah, that was a big story today. I mean, we knew that. We knew that that happened. We've talked about it. And the one girl, she's been on a couple of shows, Maya, her name, as you said her name. But there's another one that the 911, the idea of the 911 call came out, and it was Chloe, her name was. And her father said his daughter was amazing, what she did, and he contrasted what her actions were against the inaction of the officers after he heard the 911 call. And he said she did incredible things. None of them had courage that day. So what happened was she was calling. She called 911. She was taught to do that. She did that. And she was told the same thing, to be quiet. The children were trapped, injured, needed to be saved. And she was saying that. She was saying, you know, can you please send help? Can you please send help? And, 30 minutes later, she's still trying to talk to them. And then being asked, you know, are they in the building about law enforcement, thinking that they're coming. And then, of course, it turns out that they were right there, right? And they just didn't go in the door. And especially the one girl smeared blood on herself and played dead so that the gunman would leave her alone if he came back into the adjoining classroom. Just so awful, awful. So many miscues there, we know that. You can send me your thoughts on anything, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
The The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So much is happening in the world of sports. Welcome to the Man Cave and Woe Man Cave at the same time. There's a lot of shared space. Room for everybody in here. All right, a couple of big things. Obviously, the Phillies in the World Series have they lost the Astros in Game 4, 5-0. It was a combined no-hitter, a brilliantly pitched game by the Astros. And boy, oh boy, now, like I said, this is certainly a series. It already was a series, but it will go. To me, it will go to the full seven, I think. The Astros, with that combined no-hitter, it becomes the first combined no-hitter in postseason history. Six scoreless innings from Christian Javier, another three from a trio of relievers in what has become, again, the game for history. So now they're tied. And you have to go back to 1956 for the Yankees right-hander Don Larsen for that perfect game. The only pitchers in the world history to finish an outing with no hits allowed in six or more innings. That's crazy to think about it. But congratulations to them for that. And they were able to get to Aaron Nola, and then really Jose Alvarado, who plunked the first batter up when the Astros scored all five of their runs in the fifth. The bases were loaded with nobody out, though, when Nola left before the lefty reliever came in and hit Jordan Alvarez with a fastball, then gave up the two-run double, a sac fly. The rest is history. It unraveled. And that was that for the Philadelphia Phillies. So they'll do it again on Wednesday for Game 5 of that World Series. The NFL, it is at that point of the season where we're at the midway point, week 9 in the NFL. We have the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Texans on Thursday, and the Eagles with a chance to go 8-0. That will be played in Houston. Then on Sunday, the Chargers and the Falcons, the Dolphins and the Bears, the Panthers and the Bengals. We've talked about these games. The Packers and the Lions, the Colts and the Patriots, the Bills and the Jets. The Vikings with a chance to be 7-1. They take on the Commanders in Washington. There's big news on that front as Daniel Snyder, there's been pressure for him to sell the team. And apparently he's gone to Bank of America to, he's hired them to explore the Commanders' sale. So this is happening. Isn't that interesting? They just released a statement saying they didn't say specifically what it would mean, you know, whether they were pursuing minority investors, whether it was just a flat out sale of the team or what it was, but just saying that they hired Bank of America Securities to explore potential transactions involving the team. So I guess I shouldn't get ahead of myself. An NFL spokesperson said that any potential transaction would have to be presented to the NFL Finance Committee for review, require an affirmative vote by 3/4 of the full membership. That means 24 of 32 teams. So that's interesting news that they're exploring selling the Commanders. I mean, that is really what it means. We'll see how that unfolds because, look, he's being investigated for the workplace culture created during his ownership. The Congress is investigating Snyder for that. The NFL, too, led by attorney Mary Jo White, investigating him for a second time, stemming from an alleged allegation of sexual misconduct. The first investigation resulted in a $10 million fine of the Commanders. So there's been a lot of heat on Daniel Snyder for quite some time, and maybe the heat's getting really, really turned up on him. I don't know. But him sending out a message that this is what's happening is pretty interesting. He's owned the team since 1999. He paid $800 million for the team, and he gained actual full control of it in 2020. He bought out his three minority investors. So that franchise is worth $5.6 billion. Think that was a good investment? The Denver Broncos, to give you an idea, were sold in August for $4.65 billion. Whew, $4.65 billion. So let me go back on that. In 99, $800 million. Bought out his partners. Now the franchise is worth $5.6 billion. Yeah, so he is exploring a sale. I wouldn't feel too sorry for Daniel Snyder, of course not. Seahawks and the Cardinals, that almost was our game of the week. We'll see what the Cardinals do in this one as they host in Glendale, Arizona, looking to go 4-5. The Rams and the Buccaneers, that's a tough game to predict. The Buccaneers have really struggled 3-5, but so have the Rams. They're 3-4. A good reminder to everybody that on Tuesday in our final segment of the first hour, we do this thing called Nail the Score. I pick the game of the week. You call in or send me an email with your guess. Who's going to win? What's the final score going to be? You don't have to know anything about football. We're doing it for fun, to have fun and win some prizes because You know, sometimes it's the people who are not analyzing games right and left that come up with the wins. How about this? This happened college football, paying attention to what's going on with college football. Michigan State's athletic director and football coach announced just the other day four new suspensions in the aftermath of the altercation that happened in the tunnel of Michigan Stadium after the Spartans lost to the Wolverines on Saturday night. And you have some star players that are in the middle of this. Defensive ends, Jacoby Winman and Brandon Wright, and a couple of cornerbacks now indefinitely. They're saying that they're working with law enforcement and the Big Ten to evaluate all the facts around it and take the appropriate actions. Well, there was video that came from ABC's tunnel camera that showed, you know, one of the Michigan State players assaulting a Michigan defensive back, swinging his helmet at, just right in the face of Michigan's Jamon Green, and it shows all kinds of things that are happening in this scrum, in this melee. And my first thing was, I don't think about it. They run up the tunnel, and for some reason I thought one team goes up and the other team goes up, but this was crazy what happened. You can see it in the video. The video is all over the place, where it's like, it almost looks like a whole full-on street fight is going to break out. And that was so strange how that happened. And it's because they flowed, part of it is they just flowed right in together, and I didn't realize that happened. I've talked about the shakeup in college football, the top 10. Tennessee is number one. When was the last time we were talking about Tennessee being number one? They're 8-0, 4-0 in the SEC. Huge game coming up this week. They take on third-ranked Georgia. Think people are going to be watching that one in the afternoon? That's at Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia. Huge. It's a big week in college football, really across the board, some big matchups. Sixth-ranked Alabama, a night game, taking on 10th-ranked LSU. That's always a big deal at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. Even Texas, they're in the top 25, and they're fighting for survival, and they're favored by just a couple of points. They're taking on K-State in Manhattan, Kansas. Among the biggest of the big, Clemson is still four. They're taking on Notre Dame in Notre Dame and Notre Dame Stadium. And speaking of Michigan, fifth-ranked Michigan taking on Rutgers. That should be a pretty easy one in New Jersey. A lot of my family went to Rutgers, but they certainly are not the biggest of the Big Ten schools when it comes to football anyway. Let's just say that. All right, that's The Man Cave, my friends. You can always pick up a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave. You can get that on Amazon. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Hats off to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.